Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying together. Let us now enter into a time of scripture reading. There's only one verse today, a verse that many of us are very familiar with. I will read out loud for you. Please listen attentively. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated as we invite Pastor Xiaowen and Sister Andrea to preach to us the Word of God.
Let us pray. 亲爱的主,
Dear Lord, we come into this message in your hands. May your Holy Word and Spirit work among us. That we may know you more.
是我们的心回转归向你,
that our hearts will return to you,
是我们里面对你产生一个神圣的渴慕,
and that we have this holy passion and desire for you,
更深的来爱你,
that we love you more.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的题目是我心归处,
today's theme is my heart's true home,
找到真正的安息,
finding true rest.
在公元400年的时候, 奥古斯丁出版了一本神学巨著, 忏悔录,
Confessions. So on the first page, he wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you."
对奥古斯丁而言, 这句话是他一生最主要的一个见证.
For St. Augustine, this statement is the core testimony of his life.
他尝试过世界所提供的一切, 但他发觉这一切都是虚空的。
He has sought after everything that the world offered, but found it all to be meaningless.
他本身本来一直都焦虑不安。
So he was a very anxious person.
直到有一天, 他心在基督里面找到了安息。
Until one day his heart found rest in Christ.
在基督教的历史当中呢,
In our Christian history,
很多先贤圣徒为了追求灵性的成长, 以及心灵与神更深的连接, 在信仰和世俗当中做出了不一样的选择。 公元3至4世纪, 在埃及, 叙利亚和巴基斯坦等地的沙漠中, 出现了隐居的修士和苦修者。
So in the third and fourth centuries, there were many Christian monks who appeared in the deserts of Egypt, Syria, and Palestine.
这些人被称为沙漠教父。
So we commonly know them as desert fathers.
因为早期的基督教经历了从逼迫到被合法化的一个转变。
So early Christianity experienced this persecution to legalization.
随着教会逐渐融入主流社会,
So the church gradually became more mainstream.
一些信徒认为教会变得世俗化,
And then some of these believers felt that, you know, the church had become very secular.
失去了最初的那个纯洁性,
And the church had lost its original purity.
所以一些基督徒认为城市的富裕生活和教会的权力结合的时候背离了基督最初的教导。
So some of the Christians believed that the wealth that they experienced in the urban life and were contrary to Jesus' teachings.
所以他们选择隐居沙漠。
So they chose to withdraw into the desert.
通过禁欲、祷告和劳作, 回归简朴的信仰生活。
So they practice asceticism, prayer, and labor, return to a simpler faith.
沙漠教父强调过, 独处默想, 克己的生活。
So the desert fathers, they emphasize solitude, meditation, and self-denial.
以此来对抗我们内心的, 贪婪和骄傲等一切的罪。
In doing so, they're trying to resist the inner greed and pride.
沙漠教父的出现是对动荡时代的信仰异化的一种回应。
So we can see that their teachings is a response to the turbulent times that they were experiencing.
通过苦修来寻求超越世俗的灵性的纯净，以及心灵与神一个深度的亲密关系。
And through their practice, they were trying to seek spiritual purity and a deeper relationship with God.
以下是一些沙漠教父的语录。
So here are some of the teachings from the desert fathers.
圣安东尼。
Saint Anthony.
一个人若能安静, 完全静默, 远离纷扰, 他的心灵就会逐渐恢复本来的纯净, 如同明镜映照神的光辉。
So he says that if a person can remain completely silent and distant from worldly distractions, their soul will gradually recover its original purity, like a mirror reflecting the light of God.
波伊曼。
So, Pullman.
若你的心不先洁净, 你永远无法看见神的同在, 洁净心灵的方法是向一切的私欲死去, 向神的旨意活着。
He
says that if your heart is not first purified, you will never see the presence of God. The way to purify your heart is to die to all selfish desires and live according to God's will. Moses,
当你被世界压得喘不过气时，退到你的内室，关上门，向神呼求，他必以不可言语的平安充满你的心，超乎一切忧虑。
When you are overwhelmed by the world, retreat to your inner chamber, close the door, and cry out to God. He will fill your heart with indescribable peace that surpasses all worries.
一凡。
Evagrius.
不要不断默想神的圣名，如同呼吸般的自然，你的心便成为他的居所。
If you continuously meditate on the holy name of God as naturally as you breathe, your heart will become his dwelling place.
沙漠教父的教导至今影响着整个教会的灵修的传统。
So the teachings of the Desert Father continue to influence Christianity today.
他们的智慧提醒现今的我们。
Their wisdom reminds us today.
真正的亲密安息与亲密始于心灵与神在神面前的降服与归回。
That true rest and intimacy begins when our hearts surrender and return to God.
诚如奥古斯丁所说，你为自己而创造了我们，除非我们安息在你的里面，我们的心永远不能安宁。
As Augustine has said, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
我们需要明白，我们的心只有在神的里面才能找到真正的
So we need to understand that our hearts can only find true rest in God.
因为因此我们要谨守我们的心灵。
And therefore there is a need for us to guard our hearts.
第一点，谨守心灵。
So our first point is about guarding the heart.
箴言书四章二十三节，你要谨守你的心，胜过谨守一切，因为生命的泉源由此而出。
So the verse today says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
心在希伯来文化中。不仅仅是指情感，更涵盖了人的思想、意志、动机与灵性的核心，是生命的总指挥部。
So in the Hebrew culture, the heart refers not only to emotions, but a person's thoughts, will, motivations, and it's like the command center of a person's life.
谨守意为要看守、守护。
So the term guard means to watch over or protect.
如同保护一座城池或珍宝，需要主动的去防御和警醒。所以心灵的状态决定了我们一生的发展。
So the state of our hearts will determine the course of our lives.
箴言二十三章七节这样说，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是这样。
As Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
我们的心思决定了我们的为人。
So our heart directs the course of our life.
箴言四章二十三节，它不仅仅是一句智慧的劝解，更是属灵生命的法则。
So Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 is not just a piece of wisdom, but a spiritual law.
心灵是神与人相遇的圣所。
So our heart is a sacred place where we meet God.
是生命方向的舵手。
It is a compass for our lives.
谨守心灵就是守护我们与神的关系。
To guard our heart is to protect our relationship with God.
让神的真理和爱成为我们生命的泉源。
Allowing His truth and His love to become the source of our lives.
那怎么样子算是谨守呢？ 我们每一天对着视频、对着网络会看各种各样的东西。
We are constantly bombarded by different things that we see online.
我们需要保守我们的心灵，不被这个世界的一些的污秽和罪恶所玷污。
We do need to guard our heart against the sins and evils of the world.
这就是谨守心灵的一种。
And it's one way to guard our hearts.
我们，但是呢，我们来看到，回到我们的属灵的实际操练当中。
So coming back to applying the spiritual truth.
很多的基督徒，我们觉得我们心灵与神非常的遥远。
In our lives, many of us feel quite distant from God.
我们头脑当中知道我们要亲近神，我们心要归向神。
We know that we should seek Him and that we should surrender to Him.
但是实际操练中会觉得，哎，为什么感觉不到神的同在
？But in actual practice, sometimes we feel like, why don't I feel God's presence?
于是起初对神的热切也会变得冷淡和麻木。
And then our initial passion for God gradually cools and fades.
为什么会出现这个原因呢
？So what might cause this?
其中有个很关键的问题。
The key reason probably is,
就是我们对神的认识不清楚。
Actually, we don't really have a clear understanding of God.
尤其神是一位有无位格的神，这一属性认识不清楚。
Especially of God's nature or personhood.
位格的本质不同于个体。
So the term of person doesn't mean like an independent individual.
Person 位格的位格并非指独立的个体的存在。
So it's not just an entity that exists on its own.
而是强调具有理性、情感、意志，并能与其他位格建立关系的一个主体。
But a person is a being that has reason, emotion, and will, and can capable of forming relationship with other persons.
大家注意，是有理性、有情感、有意志的。
So remember that there's reason, there's emotion, and there's the will.
并能与其他的位格建立关系的。
And can form relationships.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵是三个不同的位格，共享同一神性的本质，他们本质合一，位格有别。三个位格之间从永恒中便存在着爱、沟通与行动的一致性。所以这种关系为人类的关系提供了一个终极的典范。C.S. Lewis 曾经这样表达神的位格。神不是静止的。
God is not static,
是动态的。
But dynamic.
不是沉默的。
He is not silent,
是言说的。
But speaks.
不是抽象的第一印。
He is not an abstract first cause,
而是爱的烈火。
But a consuming fire of love.
大家可以想象一下吗？我们的上帝是一位动态的、言说的和一个爱的烈火的这样一个位格的存在。
Our God is dynamic, a person who speaks and is a consuming fire of love.
所以我们若是真的知道、相信我们的神是这样一位神的话，我相信我们对神的认知会有一个不同。
So if we truly believe this, we are also then pushed into a deeper understanding of this knowledge.
所以基督徒与神建立关系的核心在于神并非一个抽象的能力。
So the core of our relationship with God is understanding that God is not just an abstract force.
所以我们常常祷告主啊，赐给我能力做这个事情，做那个事情。
So we often pray, no, God give me the power to do this and that.
但是上帝不仅仅只限于一个能力。
But God is not just power.
他是个位格。
He is a person.
而且或者是感觉。
And he has emotions.
而道德。
He has morals.
而是我们要知道，我们的上帝是一个有感情、有道德，并与人主动相交的这样一位神。
So God having emotions.Morals is actively trying to engage with us.
我们不能将我们的神仅仅局限于一种，所以我们有时候在敬拜当中的一种感觉。
We shouldn't think of God solely as a feeling that we have during worship.
或者是一个只赐给我们圣经的一个道德的一个标准。
Or just somebody who gives us the Bible as a moral law.
而是一位位格的存在。
But a person.
所以，因此这位有位格的神带来了对信仰的一个颠覆的认知。
And so with this understanding of God as a person
第一，对抗宗教的形式主义。因为神是真的、活的。他对抗一切的形式化的东西。法利赛人遵守律法，却失去了与神的关系。而税吏的悔改蒙悦纳。
But they lost a relationship as compared to God accepting the repentance of others in the Bible.
神看重我们内心的相交胜过于外在的仪式。
So God values a lot more the inner communion that we have with Him over our outward rituals.
化解孤独存在的焦虑。
Number two is easing the anxiety of existential isolation.
存在主义者就是很多我们现在很多的年轻人在网络上感觉到非常的孤独。
There are many people who are existentialists. They experience a sense of emptiness.
啊，我们在 Instagram、Facebook 有上百上千的朋友。
On social media, we can have many friends.
但是在实际中，我们发觉我们非常的孤独。
But in real life, we might feel very lonely.
源于与位格这位神的隔绝。
Because there is this separation from a very personal God.
而基督徒在祷告、读经、敬拜当中，确实可以真实的存在，感受到以马内利的实际。第三点，提供苦难中的安慰。
Third point is providing comfort in suffering.
神并非自然论神所认为的旁观者。
So some people who believe in deism think that God is just a distant observer.
而是在基督里亲身经历苦难的那位神。
But our God is a God who experienced suffering through Christ.
不，约伯在苦难中质问神。
So in the Bible, Job questioned God in his suffering.
但在约伯记38和42章，神以他的位格启示中安慰了约伯。
But in Job chapters 38 to 42, when God reveals His personhood to him, he found comfort in that.
在圣经的启示中，我们看到三位一体的神是如何与我们这个个人建立真实的关系。
And the Bible reveals how the triune God builds this real relationship with us.
神会以父亲的心肠来管教我们。
God disciplines us with a father's heart.
主耶稣虽然责备彼得，彼得三次不认主，后来也有彼得在那里阻止耶稣上十字架，但是神又把教会的使命托付给了彼得。
So when Peter was accused of going to kind of forsake Jesus and the gospel, and also trying to stop him from going to the cross, while Jesus rebuked him, Jesus also entrusted a mission to him.
而主的责备和扶持皆出于与门徒的深度的关系。
So we see that God's correction and support stem from this very deep relationship he has with his disciples.
主认识他的门徒。
Jesus knows his disciples.
圣灵不是无形的一种力量。
And so the Holy Spirit is also not an impersonal force.
而是住在每一个信徒的心中。
But he dwells within every believer.
亲自见证我们是神的儿女。
It testifies that we are God's children.
并帮助我们结出属灵的品格。
And he helps us to produce spiritual fruit.
神是实实在在每一天与我们同行的神。
God walks with us daily.
是真实的可以与我们建立亲密关系的一个主体。
And he is a person who can invite us into a genuine relationship with him.
但是若神是这样一个真实的与我们可以建立亲密的主体。
So if God truly is a being that we can build an intimate relationship with.
但现实当中我们又觉得神跟我们很遥远。
Why do we often feel so distant from him?
我们很难安息在神的同在里。
Why do we struggle to rest in his presence?
当我们祷告的时候我们思绪一直飞来飞去。我们感觉到我们的祷告水深也不垂听。
And we feel like God isn't really listening to our prayers.
问题在哪里呢？
Where does the problem lie?
我们第一个来看，与神的关系建立在感觉之上。认为神的同在等同于强烈的感动、喜乐或平安。
Some of us believe that God's presence equals to having intense emotions like joy and peace.
若祷告是没有特殊的感受，便怀疑神的同在或神真的垂听我的祷告吗？
So for some, when there's no special feelings during prayer, they doubt that God is present with them or that he's even listening.
如果我在敬拜当中流泪，哇，我就觉得圣灵充满。
So during worship, if I cry, I feel like Holy Spirit is filling me.
可能如果但是今天的敬拜没有太多的感觉呢？
But if I don't feel much during today's worship,
难道神不与我们同在了吗？
Then is God not here with us?
如果我们太看重感觉的话，
If we over-emphasize our feelings,
平时的读经有时候会很枯燥。我们跟着教会的读经计划。
We follow the Bible reading plan of the church.
很多人都会说哇出不了埃及。
Many people feel like it's like trying to get out of Egypt and you can't.
明年又开始出埃及，但是就是出不了埃及。
And we're always trying to like get out, but then we can't.
因为你读到利未记和生命记那些就是很多的律法条规真的很 boring,
because by the time you get to Leviticus, it's so boring, so many laws.
我没有感觉呀。
I have no feeling when I reach there.
那我就不读了嘛。
Then I stop reading.
所以也不看重真理的建造。
Then we kind of neglect the truth in our lives.
因此属灵的状态所以情绪一直降
落。And then our spiritual life is kind of moving along, up and down, depending on emotions.
心情好时我就很热心的服侍。那如果在低谷呢？
Then when I'm going through a low point,
如果感觉不到神的同在呢？
If I don't feel it,
或是我们会特别的看重一些外在的一些的体验，
or some of us may pursue or emphasize spiritual experiences,
或者很注重得到一些属灵的恩赐，
like getting some spiritual gifts.
我自己讲一个自己的一个见证，
I'll share a personal testimony.
就是当我开始操练内在生活的时候，
when I started to cultivate my inner life,
刚开始几年一两年的时候，哇，上帝的同在真的很强烈。
In the first 2 years, I really felt the tangible presence of God.
啊，每次弹琴的时候，神的那个同在就是那么样子的环绕着我。
When I play the piano and worship, I can feel His presence around me.
但是忽然有一天，我做同样的事情没有任何的感觉了。
But suddenly one day when I was doing the exact same thing, I didn't feel anything.
第一天、第二天、第三天同样的。我整个人就感觉哇，难道上帝不爱我了吗？
And then I start to doubt, does God even love me?
我是不是做错什么事情了？
Is it because I've done something wrong?
我是不是被神遗弃了？
Did God forsake me?
然后就恐慌了。
And so I was very anxious.
但是后来我在寻找答案当中，
But in my search for the answer,
读到了一本书。
I read a book.
那本书告诉他谈到了一个非常非常重要的点，他说神要炼净我们。
And the book talked about something very important, which is about how God wants to refine us.
虽然上帝的同在甘甜是那么样的宝贵，
even though the tangible presence of the Lord is really really wonderful.
但是当上帝爱一个人的时候，他甚至把这些东西也会从你身上挪走。
But even a loving God can remove some of this away from us.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝让你爱他，而不是他赐予我们的感觉。
Because God wants to love him for himself and not just the emotions and feelings that he provides to us.
上帝最终要得着我们对他全心的爱。
Ultimately, he wants our undevoted, our devoted love.
这种爱甚至会超越我们的感觉。
And this love that transcends emotions.
甚至神所赐下宝贵的恩赐，甚至恩膏。
Even more important and above and beyond the spiritual gifts and anointing that he gives us.
这是神要的爱。
And this is what God intends and wants.
这个时间，被神我就抛弃，我用抛弃这个词没有了。时间大概延续了2到3年时间。
And this happened, this not feeling the Lord is about from 2 to 3 years. I've experienced this.
但是有一天，当我还在那里读经敬拜的时候，当我弹奏的时候。忽然之间，上帝的同在就大大的浇灌下来了。
But then there was one day when I continued to do what I was doing, which is to pray, meditate, and to worship Him. Then once again, I felt His very tangible presence.
那个时候就一直哭，一直哭，一直哭。
And I was crying because I felt very moved.
哎，我知道，这关我过掉了。
And I realized that okay, I have overcome this and have had a breakthrough.
我们不是靠感觉与神建立关系。
So we do not build our faith and relationship with God based on our feelings.
我们是靠着信心与神在心灵里面相交。
But by faith, we are communing with God in our spirit.
我们靠着感觉来建立我们信仰的话。
If we base our faith solely on what we feel,
我们很容易把信仰简化为一种追求情感的满足。
We risk simplifying our faith to just a mere pursuit of emotional satisfaction.
而非降服于神的神圣的主权。
Rather than true submission to God's sovereignty.
但约伯在失去一切的时候仍然敬拜，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
By the Bible, Job, even after losing everything, he worshipped. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord take away."
或者是我们会出现另一种现象。
Or perhaps we might tend to go the other way.
把神视为情感的补足者。
We see God as an emotional fulfiller.
而非宇宙的主宰。
Rather than the sovereign ruler of the universe.
忽略了他烈火般的圣洁的生性。
Overlook his fiery holiness.
所以我们学习要在没有感觉的时候仍然来赞美。
So we should learn to praise God even when we feel nothing.
在疑惑当中仍然祷告。
Even when we doubt, we pray.
我们这样才能够学习超越感觉，从感觉的漂流到信心的扎根。
Only then can we learn to transcend feelings, moving from feeling adrift all the time to being rooted in our faith.
真正进入到门徒之道当中。
And then enter into the true path of discipleship.
门徒之道是一条窄路，不容易走。
The path of discipleship is a very narrow road that's hard to walk on.
正如 C.S. Lewis 所说，不要问你的感觉在做什么。
As C.S. Lewis once said, don't ask what your feelings are doing.
而是要问你是否在顺服。
Ask whether you are obeying.
一旦你顺服，你的感觉就会跟上。
Once you obey, your feelings will catch up.
第二点，希望通过理性与神建立亲密的关系。
The second point is trying to build an intimate relationship with God through reason.
基督教我们并不反对理性。
Christianity does not oppose rationality or reason.
但是当我们过度依赖理性的时候，也会导致问题。
But relying too heavily on it can lead to problems.
我们会用理性来代替我们的信心。
We use reason as a substitute for our faith.
宁愿花时间读很多的书籍。
We rather spend more time reading spiritual books.
上很多线上线下的课程。
Attending all sorts of different courses.
让自己很忙碌。
We keep ourselves very busy.
也不愿意花时间来读经和祷告。以神学的知识丰富来测量自己属灵的成熟。
We try to consider having a wealth of theological knowledge as a sign of spiritual maturity.
但是我们要警醒。
But we need to be discerning.
哥林多前书8:1说，知识叫人自高自大。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up.
因为过度的理性会导致会削弱我们的信心。
So an overemphasis on rationality and reason will weaken our faith.
信仰会沦为头脑的认同，而非心灵的降服。
It makes it more of a matter of intellectual agreement rather than a real heartfelt submission.
失去了面对苦难的一种韧性。
It will cause us to lose resilience in the face of suffering.
如耶稣的门徒多马要求亲眼看见我才能相信复活。
It's like how the disciple Thomas asked to see with his own eyes in order for him to believe that Jesus has resurrected.
这样持续可能会出现一个状态，就是我的头脑知识很多，但我的心灵非常枯干。
Our spiritual state will become found one that's full of knowledge but very dry in spirit.
但神是超越理性的至高者。
But God is a transcendent supreme being above rationality and reason.
以赛亚书五十五章八至九节说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”
Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways."
基督教信仰，我们需要做到是跪下的理性。
So the Christian faith calls for a reason that's knelt down.
既肯定理性是神的恩赐。
We on the one hand affirm that reason is a gift from God.
既承认其局限性。
But we also acknowledge that it has its limitations.
但是要追求尽心、尽性、尽意爱主。
And so what we pursue is to love the Lord with all heart, soul, and mind.
又降服于过于人所能测度的神的深深的大爱。
And submit to God's love that is beyond human comprehension.
正如有一位圣徒所言，心灵有理性不知道的理由。第三种，试图借着服事来赢得神的认可、赞赏和关系。将服事视为积德、功德的积累。来参与教会很多的活动、觉得这是一种加分来获得神的爱和青睐。
So the more church activities I participate in, then the more I can earn God's favor.
忽略你们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
By doing so, we are ignoring Ephesians 2:8, which says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith."
以事工来替代与神的亲密的关系。
We replace this relationship with God with a lot of doing and accomplishments.
通过服事的成果。来衡量整个属灵的价值。
We use our ministry accomplishments to determine our spiritual value or maturity.
却轻看了微小忠心的服事。
Then we kind of overlook the small faithful acts of service.
神看重的是忠心啊。
That God really values.
所以导致的结果是将神的爱降格为有条件的交易。
As a result, we could reduce God's love for us as a conditional transaction.
否定基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死的无条件性。
Then we could deny this unconditional nature of how Christ died for us when we were still sinners.
服事将成为重担而非喜乐，最终的结果就是burn out.
And service would become a burden rather than a joy, and ultimately we could be burnt out.
所以这些问题的深层的根源可能源于我们将世界的一种 KPI 的思想带入到了教会当中。
Might be because we are very influenced by this worldly concept of hitting KPIs.
或者是潜意识认为神是一个严厉的爸爸。
Or we kind of view God like a strict employer.
而不是啊，需要不断的讨好而非浪子当中无条件的接纳我们那位父亲。
And that we constantly please Him rather than see Him as a father who unconditionally accepts us.
真正的服事不是为神打工。
True service is not working for God,
而是与神同行
but letting God work.
让神在我们里面工作
Let God work in us.
建立亲密的父子关系
To build this close father-child relationship.
当我们的生命扎根于基督的爱是何等的长阔高深的时候
And when our lives are truly rooted in the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge,
服事不再是个重担
Service is not a burden.
而是圣灵所结的果子的自然的流露
But it flows naturally.
以上这些观点呢，会不断地影响我们与神的关系，建立错误的层面。
So all these misconceptions continue to affect our ability to build an intimate relationship with God.
看完了这三种类型，我们来看另一类的基督徒。
So after looking at these three issues, let's take a look at the fourth one.
就是用现代的一个网络名词称为“躺平”的基督徒。
And we use a modern internet term and call it the lying flat Christian.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就是我知道自己已经得救了。
It means like,
我拿到了通往天国的护照
I have a passport to heaven.
但是我对于属天的事情属神的事情没有太多的胃口
And I don't really have an appetite for anything related to God.
我就想今世好好的追求自己想要的人生
At present, I just want to live the life, my life, my way.
我不太希望神太多的介入我的生命
I don't really want God to be involved in my life.
有时候有需要的时候我会祷告
you know, when I have a need, I'll pray.
平时如果生活很顺遂的话我希望上帝不要太过于介入所以这种基督徒的心态可以概括为救恩已得天国已定余生自便所以信仰表现 当然表现出来的对于神就是读经灵性或服事缺乏动力
所以 an expression of such a faith
也没有那么看重与神的亲密的关系。但是圣经告诉我们，这不是神的心意，也不是神让我们过的信仰生活。启示录三章十五至十八节，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我不巴不得你冷或热，因为你好像温水，不热也不冷，所以我要把你从口中吐出。 你说我是富足的，已经发了财，毫无缺乏，却不知你是困苦的，可怜的，贫穷的，瞎眼的，赤身的。
So it says, I know your deeds, you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and I do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
老底家的基督徒自认为毫无缺乏。
So the Laodicean Christians thought they were lacking in nothing.
所以，但是神口中，在神的眼中却是困苦的、可怜的、贫乏的、赤身的、瞎眼的。
But in God's eyes, they were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
所以主对老底家教会的信徒如此劝勉。
So Jesus gave this very strong counsel to the believers of the church of Laodicea.
启示录三章二十至二十二节。
So Revelation chapter 3:13-22 says, or 20-22 says, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my father on his throne.Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们现在可以思想一下。
Now let's reflect.
有一天，当我们走到人生尽头的时候
，When we reach the end of our lives one day,
回顾自己的一生
，And when we look on our lives,
是懊悔为何把人生投资在会朽坏的事上，还是感恩失去失去却得着基督呢
？Will we regret investing our lives in things that will decay, or will we be grateful that though we've lost the world, we gained Christ?
我们知道与神建立关系亲密性之后，重要性之后呢？
So we know now that building an intimate relationship with God is important.
我们该怎么做？该怎么做呢？
So how can we do it?
秘诀就是默想与祷告。
The secret lies in meditation and prayer.
第二，更深的经历基督。
Next point on deeper experience of Christ.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
In John chapter 7, verse 37, on the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice.Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.
我们从信主的那一刻起
，From the moment we believe in the Lord,
主就呼召我们与他建立亲密的关系。
God calls us to establish a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him.
人若渴了，到我这里来。
If anyone who is thirsty come to me,
到我这里来。
Come to me.
这是一位有位格的神他发出的一种邀请。
This is an invitation from a very personal.
所以今天我在这里跟大家介绍两种亲近主的方法。第一个，读祷经文。第二，操练在神里面的安息。我们来讲第一个读祷经文。翻开一段圣经，选择一段浅显实用的经文。例如诗篇或者是福音书。然后来到主的面前，安静且谦卑地来亲近他，在他面前读一小段你所选的经文，很仔细地读，全心地领会。然后就慢慢地反复地读，一面品尝一面消化。例如诗篇二十三篇一至二节，耶和华是我的牧人。
For example, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华。
The Lord.
耶和华啊。
The Lord.
是我的。
Is mine.
我的。
Is mine.
牧人。
My shepherd.
这个时候我们就会跟神祷告啊，牧人到底是什么
？We pray to the Lord, asking, "What does a shepherd mean?"
神就会。在我们这样祷告当中，我就觉得神就会把很多的新的一些开启放在我们的里面。
And as we pray in this way, God reveals many things to us.
我必不会缺乏。
I will not.
我必不会。
I will not.
我必不会缺乏。
I will not lack.
按照以往的习惯，我们也许很快的读完一大段一大段的经文。
In the past, we might read and pray through lots, a big chunks of scripture.
我们就很快的去寻找这段经文当中的重点。
And we try to skim for its main meaning.
但是当以读祷经文来亲近主的时候，不要很快的读过去。
But when you are practicing this, you are not supposed to do it quickly.
而是要慢慢一节一节的慢慢的读。
But to really read every single line slowly.
不要 一段接一段读下去，除非我们已经明白了一个小段的经义到底是什么。
We shouldn't move on to the next part until we've understood the meaning of what we just read.
然后，当我们所读的经文，我们要感动的化为祷告。
And as we read, we turn the words into a prayer.
主啊，我感谢你，感谢你是我的牧人。
Lord, I thank you that you are my shepherd.
我感谢你过去一切的供应，让我不致缺乏。
I thank you for all your providence that I am now in no lack.
直到这段话真的是深邃到我们心里面的时候
Until we have really absorbed its essence,
完全的吸收其精髓为止
and through the reflection,
我们才缓慢的移到另一个段里面
we slowly move on to the next section.
他使我躺卧在青草地上
He brings me to lie down on green pastures,
领我到安静的水边
and bring me beside quiet waters.
这样就会发现，当我们亲近主的时间结束的时候，我们虽然读的经文很少，但是我们进得很深入。
But we have entered into greater depth.
过去我们很快读经的时候，我们头脑当中可以获得很多关于真理的知识。
When we read the Bible very quickly, we can gain a lot of knowledge.
就像一个蜜蜂仅仅飞过花朵的表面，是无法吸收到里面的花蕊的。
But it's like a bee merely brushing the surface of a flower rather than taking time to gather the nectar inside.
但是当我们放慢脚步的时候
，Only when we slow down,
以祷告来读完这样子的方式来操练的时候
，and use prayer to guide our reading,
我们就如同那个进入到花蕊深处的蜜蜂一样。
Then we can become like the bee diving into the flower.
我们可以深深的去采集里面的花蜜。
Extract the hidden nectar.
如果这样持续的操练
And as we continue to practice this,
我们就可以在神的话语当中更深的经历神
We will experience God more deeply through His word.
享受神话语的滋润
We can enjoy the nourishment of His word.
以及神同在的甘甜
And the sweetness of His presence.
然后我们再来到第二个操练在神里面的安息
Now moving on to practicing rest in God.
当我们读祷经文的时候是在神的话语中来寻找神
When we read and pray through scriptures we are seeking the Lord through His word
我们看重的是神的话是经文的内容
And so our focus is really on the content of the scripture
当时我们操练在神里面安息的时候我们是用完全的不同的方式来到主的面前
But when we practice resting in the Lord we approach Him in a different way
当然这个当中最大的挑战就是我们的心思
And our greatest struggle in this will be our wandering mind
我相信很多人都会有那个，哎，我在祷告，可是我的心思已经跑去。我今天早上到底吃什么呀？等一下下课以后我要做什么东西
？I think many of us have this experience as we pray our minds wandering, like, okay, so what am I going to eat later, and then what am I going to do later?
人的心思是最容易游荡离开的。
Our hearts are not very quiet, and our thoughts are all over the place.
所以，当我们来到主面前亲近他的时候，我们先用经文安静我们的心思。
So when we sit before the Lord, we use scripture to quiet our thoughts.
我们来看，就像诗篇23篇第二节，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到安息的水边。起初，我们先用读祷经文的方式读这段经文。当我们感受到主同在的时候，当我们已经进入到深度的神的连接的时候。
Connection with the Lord,
我们所读的经文已经达到了目的。
The purpose of that scripture has kind of been fulfilled.
因为经文帮我们的心思安静下来。
In sort of quieting our minds and bringing us before the Lord.
这个时候我们就要凭着信心。
Then now at this point we need to turn to God in faith.
转向神。
And turn to Him.
相信已经来到了他的面前。
Believing that we are now in His presence.
此刻我们不是查经和研经，而是我们要在内室里面真实的经历神的同在。
And instead of reading the scripture, we are now focused completely on encountering God.
我们就可以想象，哇，在溪水边，神的同在，连我的安静的溪水边。
And we imagine how the Lord is bringing us beside the quiet waters.
然后我们如果再放一些，如果有些人喜欢，可以放一些 soaking music。
For some of us, we might like to play in the background some soaking music.
啊，倘若我们的心思这个时候啊，我们刚开始就哦啊，上帝同在，享受神的同在。
And so as our heart turn inward to God, we can sense His and become more aware of His presence.
但是哦，过了一段，哎，我的心思已经开始游荡了。
But if we find our minds wandering,
然后再回到主啊，主啊，
we can ask the Lord,
主啊，就是呼唤主的名字。
We can call out to the Lord.
让我们的心再回到神的面前、
so、that our hearts can turn back to him.
这样我们就会从游荡当中得释放再次来到上帝的面前当我们的心往里面转向主的时候
and when our hearts turn inwards to him,
我们就会真实的知道他在那里
we will know that he is present with us.
因为内住的基督
because his Holy Spirit in us,
当我们的外面的感官已经沉浸下来我们就能够更深的敏锐的察觉到神的同在我们的心就会触摸到神甘甜神的同在的甘甜属灵的生命就是这样子当我们安息在主同在的平静甘甜当中的时候我们单纯的去汲取上帝所他的那种所带来的平安
We simply receive spiritual nourishment and his peace.
所以学习让神做工在我们身上
so let us practice allowing God to work in us.
而不是一直忙碌的在做工
rather than remaining busy with our own works.
当我们在日常当中不断的去操练的时候
as we practice these in our lives,
我们就会在心灵最深处寻找到极深的安息
Our souls will find deep rest in the Lord.
也会更深的体会到奥古斯丁所说的你为自己而创造了我们除非我们在安息在你的里面我们的心永远不得安宁
And we will understand more clearly what Augustine meant when he said that the Lord has made us for himself and that our hearts are restless until they find rest in him.
神创造我们是为让我们的心里面在他里面享受安息
So God created us so that our hearts may find true rest in him.
从沙漠教父的智慧到奥古斯丁的呼求历史不断的提醒我们
So from the wisdom of the desert fathers to Augustine's confession, history reminds us.
唯有放下自我，转向基督，才能脱离虚空的追逐，进入到属天的满足当中。
Letting go of ourselves and turning to Christ can help. Is the only way to help us to escape empty pursuits and to experience fulfillment.
但属灵的成长并不是一蹴而就的。
But spiritual growth is not instantaneous.
而是每一日向着标杆的迈进。
It's pressing towards a goal daily.
每一次的读经每一次的祷告每一次的选择爱神都是信心肌肉在锻炼我们的信心肌肉
Every moment we spend reading the scripture and praying and choosing to love God strengthens our muscles of faith
所以约翰卫斯理
So John Wesley
他建立了卫理公会
founded the Methodist movement
他很强调属灵方法化的强调方法化的属灵操练
He emphasizes very structured spiritual practice
就是每日定时祷告每周进食系统查经
For example, daily prayer, weekly fasting, and a very systematic way of reading and studying the Bible.
他总结神不做偶然的工作
So he observed that God doesn't work randomly.
他在规律中显明恩典
He reveals his grace through order.
所以求神赐给我们意志力
So may the Lord give us the discipline.
让我们可以不断的有属灵的操练了
To persist in spiritual practice.
例如读经读导经文
Such as reading the scripture,
扎根真理让神的话语如甘霖滋润我们的心灵
Rooting ourselves in his truth and allowing God's word to refresh our souls,
在安静中操练安息
We learn to rest in stillness,
让心灵归回到灵的深处定睛于主的同在
To go deep to quiet our mind and focus on his presence.
正如耶稣叩门应许说若有听见我声音就开门的我要进到他那里去我与他他与我一同作席
As Jesus promised Here I am I stand at the door and knock If anyone hears my voice and opens the door I will come in and eat with that person and they with me
愿我们不再被世界的喧嚷和自我的挣扎所困
May we no longer be troubled by the noise of the world
而是每一天敞开心灵让我们的心找到真正的家园
But open our hearts to the Lord day
在他的爱中得自由医治和永恒的确据
In his love to find freedom, healing, and eternal assurance.
我们来祷告
Let us pray.
主啊你是一位又真又活的活神
Lord, you are the true and living God.
你渴望与我们真实的建立亲密的关系
You desire to build a true intimate relationship with us.
主啊求你帮助我们每一位人每一位在座的我们每一个人
Lord, help every single one of us seated here today.
在我们的内心深处制作一个对你极深的渴慕。
In the depths of our heart, give us this passionate desire for you.
而且我们愿意为着这个渴慕付上代价的来寻求你，来爱你。
And we are willing to pay the price for this desire to truly seek you and to love you.
主，我们不满足于现状。
Lord, we're not satisfied with what we have.
我们不满足于我们与你的关系仅仅如此。我们渴望更深的来爱你，更深的来认识你，直到我们的心在你里面得着安息。奉耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿门。